We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Slim Chickens in Stillwater as we kick off the Coach Boynton Radio Show for 2018-2019. We'll be here basically every Thursday night throughout the course of the season to talk Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. And it's a big weekend here. Cowboys have the Houston Cougars on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Some information regarding tickets. Tickets start at $15 for that game. We'll have a T-shirt giveaway for students starting at 1. It's also one of our toy drive games for the Stillwater community. Bring new unwrapped toys to the game on Saturday, and you'll get a free small drink voucher for the donation that you make. Also, it's a men's women's doubleheader. There's a way, a ticket option, where you can get a ticket for both games. The women play at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening against Houston Baptist. So that means you come to the men's game, you come over here to Slim Chickens, you get dinner, and you go back. So it's a simple deal. So that's the game plan. Houston at 3 o'clock on Saturday, men's women's doubleheader. Lots of ticket options, including a 2-for-1, if you will, with the men and women, all available at the Oklahoma State University ticket office website. Go to okstate.com, click on the tickets button, and you can navigate the process from there. If you have a question for Coach Boynton here tonight, there are two ways you can get that to us. You can use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338, or you may use my Twitter handle and send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice. If you're in the restaurant, we have some slips of paper you can sign up for a chance to win four tickets to the Houston game on Saturday. We've got some entry slips here, so come on up and put your name in the drawing, and you could be a winner. And come check out that Houston game. Last year, Houston, you know, really just a bad break away from being in the Sweet 16. It took a miraculous shot by Michigan in the second round of the NCAA tournament to take down the Cougars and keep them from advancing to the Sweet 16. So very good basketball team coming to Gallagher, and we'll get Coach Boynton's thoughts on Houston when we continue with our program here in a moment. By the way, Houston coached by former OU coach Calvin Sampson, which will certainly get folks' attention. Coach Boynton's here, and we'll visit with him when we return. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Hey Cowboys fans, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, t-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day. Academy!
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Pass the Dr. Pepper.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Dr. Pepper.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hey, Cowboy fans. Nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of Oklahoma State Athletics, is your source for ticket, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sporting events in the country. From the regular season to bowl season, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show tonight. If you're in the building here at Slim Chickens, you can come up and grab a slip of paper and enter for four tickets for the game Saturday against the Houston Cougars at Gallagher Iba at 3. Another ticket option I failed to mention earlier. There are weekend power packs and orange packs available. A lot of people say, well, I'd like to go to the games, but I'd really like to sit in the 200 level. This is your chance, because those particular mini packs have an option where you can sit in the 200 level, maybe in the corners, for example. Pretty good place to watch a game, actually. So if that's something that interests you and really gets your attention, again, go to the OSU website, okstate.com. Click on the ticket button. It'll take you all through the process and get you set up. Coach Boynton is here, and good to be back at it.
Absolutely. I put this team through quite a challenge here in the first month or so of the season, and we've had some great experiences. We had some heartbreaking moments, but I'm excited the season's here, and really excited to get back into Gallagher Iba this weekend and play a home game.
You know, I'm trying to remember. I don't know that I remember, and not that it really matters, I guess, but I don't know that I can remember a time where we were gone for 3 weeks. Because basically that's how long it's been since we've played in Gallagher. But, you know, you went to Orlando and played three games against three good teams. You played Minnesota, who beat a ranked team last night, beat Nebraska. And then over to play Tulsa last night, an experienced team. So the thing is, you've been out playing quality competition and giving your guys, I'm sure, a feel for what Big 12 play will be like.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we were as prepared as possible for the rigors of our league. It's probably not ideal to go away for for 3 weeks and play that many consecutive games away from home, particularly when you got five freshmen playing minutes for you.
Right.
At the same time, I want our team to be playing our best basketball in January, February, March. And November and December is an opportunity to prepare ourselves for those moments. And we are. We're learning some hard lessons about being able to focus over a long period of time, being able to make good decisions in critical times of the game. As we continue to get better and our staff continues to work with these kids, we've got confidence that, you know, we have better days ahead.
You were talking about focus in young players. We were visiting about that during the commercial break as we were getting started. You know, as you've thought about what happened, for example, last night early in the second half when Tulsa had a surge and was able to get a double-digit lead before you came back and, you know, had a chance to win the game, do you think young players maybe just get, I don't know if overwhelmed is the word, but there's so much that's new they're trying to process that they're processing, and that affects their ability to focus? Yes, no, is that crazy?
There are a lot of factors with regard to, you know, why we have some moments where we're just not executing well. One of them is that they're overwhelmed by the sheer expectations of the game.
Yeah,
you know,
I get that.
Also, by they're not the best athletes on the floor anymore.
That's a bigger deal than people realize, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, you add that to the fact that, you know, the coaching is really good, and guys game plan for certain things, and they make you play against your strengths. They try to make you play the options 2, 3, and 4, and option 1 isn't always going to be there. And so young guys have a hard time understanding. You have to be mentally tough enough to try to execute option A, but you also have to be flexible and adaptable enough to know how to win another way. We'll get there. We've done it already. We're a team who's shown that we can shoot the ball exceptionally well. We've shown that we can be a really good defensive team. We've shown that we can be a really good rebounding team. We haven't done all those things for a consistent enough period of time to win the close games that we've been in against really, really good competition, which has been, you know, pretty much every night.
Yeah, and the thing is, as you said, you have shot the ball well, and you've made at least 8 threes in every game. You're one of the top 3-point shooting teams in the country right now. If you look at the KenPom analytics, you're 10th in the country in 3-point field goal percentage. So that's been a plus. And the thing is, in a lot of games, you haven't shot that many of them, but you still made a bunch because you shot a high percentage. And also, you've got a freshman rim protector, Yorin A, who's now, by the way, 3rd in the nation in block shot percentage in the analytics. So there's a lot of things going on that are positive for the long term, for sure.
Yeah, no, we are really, and it's probably sounds bad the day after you lose a game, but we are really encouraged by what this team has already done so far. You know, we took a team with 5 freshmen and a couple personnel issues on the road for their first college game. Big 12 teams don't do that.
And that's true. They,
you know,
sure don't.
We were able to, with that group, go on the road. And I'm not saying Charlotte's going to win a national championship, but we were able to get a 24-point lead. I can count on one hand the number of times I've been associated with any team at any level where I've been able to go on the road and be up 24 points on somebody else's home court. There are things that we've been able to do. You know, we played really well against the Memphis team on a neutral court, lost a tough game the next day to show the bounce back against a really talented team. An LSU with a one-day prep to play a Charleston team who I think is going to be, you know, right there nipping at the top 25 because of the success they'll have in their league. We played a really challenging schedule, and it's something that sets us up for long-term success. What I want for this program is to be relevant and competitive in games that matter late February, March, and through the NCAA tournament. And that's what we're preparing ourselves for.
So given the difficulty of the schedule, you know, you're sitting here with a 4-4 record, but, you know, you look at the losses, 3 of them to Villanova, Minnesota, and Tulsa, and obviously playing a lot of games away from home. None of those losses were in Galagariba. So how do you balance making sure guys still feel confident and good about themselves, even though they're losing some games to tough teams? For young players especially, where do you strike that balance between needing to correct and instruct, but at the same time make sure that they feel confident enough that the losses don't, you know, take a toll on them mentally?
Well, our film study is really important to that. We spent a lot of time today just dissecting the game and where we feel like, you know, maybe there were more opportunities when we were up 9-2. You know, they scored the first basket of the game on the first possession. And then they don't score again for 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Our defense was really good. There was a segment in the second half of 6 or so minutes or so without them scoring a basket. So our defense, again, we show them, hey, when we're on the same page, when we get our defense back and set, we're a really good defensive team. And obviously having some length on the perimeter, when you look at Lindy, when you look at Cam, who guards on the perimeter some, Ice and Michael Weathers, and then to have a guy who can help when you make mistakes on the perimeter and blocking shots the way you or Nate can, you really can become a dynamic defensive team. So our defense has been good. We've shot the ball well. So why aren't we winning these games? And so let's figure out what those things are. We're turning the ball over at a way too high rate right now. That has some to do with our experience, but some of the turnovers aren't even forced. They're just bad decisions in areas where our guys have to grow. And certainly the free throws have been an issue. And it's not because we don't have good shooters. We're 10th in the country, as you just said, in three-point percentage.
Right.
We're 200 and whatever it is in free throw percentage.
Yeah, looking at these analytics, 288 is what Kim Pop
tells
us.
So a guarded 22-foot shot versus an unguarded 10-foot shot, the numbers don't make a whole lot of sense. So then you say, well, it must be something they're not really as focused on this because you obviously have good shooters. You can't be 10th in the country in three-point shooting without being a good shooting team or having good shooters. And so we spent a good majority of the day dissecting our free throw shooting. We had each guy go through and write down his routine and what he does, and they need to do that every time so we can help them be accountable to whether or not we're missing because we're changing every time or because we have some mechanical issues. And every guy's shot, we'll make probably at the end of today's practice 1,200 free throws today.
Wow.
Just today. And I would guess that the percentage, I'll get it here in a little bit on Shot Tracker, I guess it'll be between 75 and 80%.
Wow. As a team. By the way, Tracy had a question about that, so hopefully the answer and the response Coach gave is answered your question. I think it pretty much did. You say Shot Tracker. Now you can have guys go into the gym and shoot, and you get all the data on what happens. Tell us more about how that works.
Yeah, so it's a technology that we've had installed into our practice facility, and there's sensors all around the gym. In the ceilings mostly, but some are on a basket. And then we also have these basketballs that have sensors inside of them. And so they're all synced together. And everywhere our players go with the basketball, they're being tracked.
Wow, that's cool.
Also, there's a tracker on their shoe that identifies who the player is with the ball.
Really?
So all this stuff is intertwined in a technological way that I can't explain, but it all works together. So every time our guys do anything, shooting the basketball in the gym, it's tracked. No matter where it is, and we get data on how often they make it, how often they shoot it, where they're shooting it from. And so we see, you know, for instance, Thomas Azagua is a really good shooter from the left wing. Cam McGriff's a really good shooter from the top of the key. Mike Cunningham's a really good shooter from the right corner. And so now we can make game plans and strategic decisions on where we can get guys shots at during games.
This is going to sound like a potentially dumb question. I hope it doesn't come off that way, or maybe it just is. Can guys shoot too much? Is there ever a situation where you have to say to a guy, you know what, get out of here, enough? Maybe he's in a funk. Maybe he's in a bad place mentally. Does that ever happen, or is it a situation where they really – need to continue to work, need to get shots up? I mean, is there, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm sure there's different ways to think about it, as most things are. I'm of the thought that you can't ever shoot enough. You know, I've had a couple guys where I thought maybe they work themselves physically too much. Like they do drills. But I think just coming in and feeling good about your shot's always a good thing. I coached a young man named Thomas Walker up at Stephen F. Austin 4 years ago. And, I mean, he didn't just come in and shoot. He wouldn't just come in and shoot shots. He wanted to go through all of his workout routine. And it'd be a 45-minute deal. And he's in a full-on sweat. And you get, you know, in the mid-January, early February, you're like, hey, man, we got to tone it back. You're playing a lot of minutes, and we don't want you to burn out here in the next couple of weeks. So we sometimes have to tell him, hey, we're going to – you can't shoot tomorrow. And he would try to show up. We'd have to take the balls away.
Oh, my God.
But he's the type of kid, he'd find a secondary gym to go to and find a local guy with a ball, and he'd go work out anyway. So to answer your question, I don't think you can shoot too much. You certainly can not shoot enough.
Well, you have to have purpose.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just like you were saying, guys taking shots relevant to how they play, where
Absolutely.
They play. If they're just out there messing around,
right.
That probably doesn't do them
a
whole lot
of good.
It's
one of the more frustrating things when you see guys, you know, who aren't necessarily three-point shooters, and the first thing they do when they go on the floor is kind of jack around shooting threes, or, you know, got guys shooting shots from half court, and you're like, well, you're never going to shoot those shots in a game, so why would you spend time practicing it? Why don't you go spend more time investing yourself in the shots that you are going to take in games? And so we try to be really, really purposeful about the way our guys get their work done.
Do you like it when guys go over together? I mean, do you encourage that? In other words, whether it's in the summer, whether it's a day off, whatever the case may be, there have been players that I've noticed come through, and they would always go by themselves. But are you one in trying to build chemistry where you really push guys, hey, go grab this freshman, go get this guy, go as a tandem? Do you push it that way, or do you care one way or the other?
Yeah, we encourage it. You know, obviously we can't make them go when it's not practice time,
right,
or mandatory
of course.
Time. But we certainly try to encourage those guys that, hey, if you're going to the gym, why don't you bring a teammate? There's obviously something that he can be working on as well. And we believe in those times together away from, you know, true practice times can build some real chemistry between teammates as well and some trust. And I've seen it work well with guys just because they shoot with each other. They encourage each other more during the games. They may know each other's games a little bit better, can help each other when they're struggling.
Yeah. How long have you had the sensors? When did you get the technology?
We got that early, I guess late summer it was, and we used it a little bit before we went to on our European trip. And it's something we've really gotten into as the season started here.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to pick up one of those balls that give a message. Don't. Put it down. Don't. You can't shoot. Put me down. So, yeah, I'm going to stay away from the sensor balls. It's not a good idea. We need to take a break. We're here at Slim Chickens. Nice crowd here tonight. Again, if you're here for the show, you can come up and put your name on a slip of paper and give it back to us. And we're going to be drawing out names, or a name, I should say, to win four tickets for the game Saturday at 3 against the Houston Cougars at Gallagher. So, come on up if you're here at the show, or if you're coming in and you're in the area, stop by and see us. If you have a question for Coach, two ways to send those our way. You can use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338. Or if you like, use Twitter. My Twitter handle is @GoPokesVoice. You can send us a question that way, too. We're at Slim Chickens in Stillwater. More coming up on the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics. With 10 great stores in Oklahoma, you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams, up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home, or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Is hunger turning you into a slowpoke? With more than 30 restaurants on campus, there's plenty of options to feed your inner cowboy. Whether it's breakfast at the crack of dawn or a midnight snack, there's something for everyone, no matter the time of day. Burgers and fries, fresh fruit smoothies, made-to-order sandwiches, and more make it easy to satisfy even the biggest cowboy appetite. University Dining Services, where the cowboys dine.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, click, clank, click, clank?
Click-clunk, click-clunk, click-clunk.
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Convenient and easy. That's Ampride Travel Plaza, conveniently located at the intersection of Highways 177 and 33, just west of Perkins. Easy to park with enough room for a bunch of 18-wheelers, RVs, livestock haulers, and your vehicle. Ampride has convenient 24-hour pay-at-the-pump ethanol-free Cinex gasoline. Easy in and out if you're picking up a fresh-made breakfast biscuit on your way to work, stopping in at lunch for a deli sandwich, or getting a Hunt Brothers pizza on your way home. Convenient and easy. That's what Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins is all about.
So I hear you're looking for custom decorated apparel. Oh, and you need it fast with free graphic design along with local free delivery. Then call or email Stillwater Screen Printing and Embroidery. Their sales team will walk you through the entire process, making sure all your needs are addressed. They've been serving this amazing community for over 20 years and know the ins and outs of the decorated apparel industry. Whether it's t-shirts, polos, hats, or promotional items, you can find them at StillwaterScreenPrinting.com or call 372-7600 to get your project started. Conveniently located at the corner of 6th and Knobloch behind Firehouse Subs. See you soon and go post. Folks.
We continue at Slim Chickens with the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us. If you have a question, send it to us via text at 405-747-0338. Or you may use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. You know, our producer had was just kind of curious. You know, you see players sometimes have these monster games, even a triple-double, and their teams lose. He's just kind of curious from a basic standpoint, how does that happen when a guy has a big game like that? But there's all kinds of reasons, I'm sure. I mean, depends on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's five guys. It's a team sport.
And, it is.
We don't get to just take the best. It's not best ball out there.
Best ball. I've never heard that used in basketball.
The guy with the best line doesn't just get to move his team on to victory.
Yeah, well said. It's funny you say that because I was thinking about something today that an old assistant coach at Missouri told me years ago. And it was interesting what he said. Tell me if you think this is true. He said, given a basketball team, somebody has to score. They're going to score 60 points. They're going to score 65 points. He said, with that thought in mind, as he recruited players, and he worked for Norm Stewart in their heyday when they were getting all those guys from Detroit and Missouri was winning big, he said, in many cases, the player who scores 22 points per game on a team that's 10 and 20 is not as good as the player averaging 10 points per game on a team that's 25 and 5. True or not true?
100% true. In fact, when I worked for Buzz Peterson, I guess 15 years ago, now I'm starting to stop talking about those things in that regard. But
you're young. You don't have to worry about it.
He used to say when you talked about transfers,
okay,
it wasn't as big as it is now, but it was still kind of, and guys had to sit out mostly, but he would say, you know, this guy's putting up all these numbers. His team won six games. And
yep.
He would say, even bad teams have a leading scorer.
Same theory, isn't it? Mean, yeah.
You know, so it's not like just because a kid's putting up big numbers, and sometimes you can find out that a kid may be part of the reason. Those big numbers could be a part of the reason that the team isn't having success. Now, I won't talk about specific names, but we were actually looking at a grad transfer for last year's team who wound up going to another school, and we got some questions about his character and whether he was really leaving because he wanted a new opportunity or he just wanted to play on the bigger stage and get numbers at a higher level.
Right.
And lo and behold, he left the school he went to that was going to where he was averaging 24 points a game, and the team he went to got worse, and the team he left became an NCAA tournament team after only winning six games.
Is that right?
And the only change was him as an individual player. So, yeah, I mean.
Can you coach that out of guys? I mean, everybody has different personalities. And then you get somebody like that once in a while. Can you get that out of them? Or sometimes are some guys just personality-wise are so set in their ways you just can't break them?
Yeah, that's hard. You know, that kid obviously was a grad transfer.
Yeah.
So we're talking a 23, 24-year-old kid at this point whose habits are probably pretty set.
Yeah.
Also, you don't really have enough time. It's not like you're developing this guy, right? Kendall Smith for us last year, we kind of had to know who he was and that we valued the things that he brought to the table from day one. Same thing with Cunningham this year, because you don't really have time to develop them and learn. You got to hope that what you see in them really fits into what you do well.
So kind of following up on that, obviously your recruiting class, one of the best in the country that will be coming in for next year. It's very exciting. So when you, and we all understand the basketball piece to some extent, but when you're looking at the person, character, personality, et cetera, what things do you really look for, and how do you go about assessing that, given the limited time that the NCAA allows you to have with them?
Well, you got to try to start as early as possible. And with all the young men that we got signed for the 2019 class, we spent a lot of time recruiting those kids, and it was probably close to a two-year process of identifying their talent first, but certainly quickly thereafter, their character, their work ethic, their desires and their hopes and dreams. Because we certainly, there is an individualistic part of this, right?
Right.
What they want has to be aligned with what we can provide. And if they want to become pros, it's got to be able to be done within the way we play and the way we want to run our program. But we try to talk to everybody that we know is associated with them, obviously starting with their parents and their high school coaches, their AAU coaches. You may get to know a guidance counselor at the school. You may get to know a neighbor or something like that, but you try to get as much intel. And then you have to be very observant. You have to have your antennas up on things that may seem like red flags. Mm-hmm. And you have to identify those things as early as possible. Not that something totally turns you off, but you have an opportunity to evaluate whether you think it's worth whatever the risk is.
Sure.
In taking that young man. And we try to identify a few things after we know that they're talented. First of all, do they have a great work ethic?
Yep.
Do they really have a desire to work? Because what we do is hard. It's hard to commit yourself to doing this as much as we do it. Are they unselfish? It's a team sport. We talk about having to sacrifice your individual success sometimes for the betterment of the team. And do they have a desire to become better? They all are really talented when they come in. But as we're finding out now, freshmen have a hard time learning how to have success as it relates to your team early on in their careers. And so do they have a willingness to listen to coaching, to take constructive criticism, to watch film, to spend that extra time so that now, hopefully sometime during their freshman year, but certainly as their career goes along, they become better players and the mistakes are less and less for them in terms of understanding how to help your team win.
There's been a lot written and a lot discussed about how young people have changed. Of course, the device I have right in front of me, this phone, plays some role in that. Have you noticed any changes? I mean, are they the same? Do you have to sort of work a little harder to break the ice to sort of navigate the process, or is that overblown?
Yeah, I believe it's overblown. I do think the kids in this generation of kids that may be being recruited now, high school or, early college, they're only different in the sense that they have access to more things, right?
And they probably know a lot more about more things, right?
Sure, absolutely. There's more awareness, right? There's more things out in the public sphere.
Sure.
But as it relates to who they are at their core, they're the same. They're the same. When I was a kid, I didn't know anything, and so I had to learn from people I was around.
Yep.
I think what has changed, though, is, and I talk about this with our players all the time, kids these days, actually, they don't fear anything anymore.
Really? That's your observation?
Yeah. I mean, I still fear my parents.
I see.
I still fear making certain decisions. I still fear maybe, not holding up my end of the bargain in a certain situation. But now, there's not that same amount of accountability to decision-making, And it's not necessarily the kids' fault. I think as parents, we've become a little bit more enabling now. There was a hard, fast line. When I sat at the dinner table when I was a kid, I ate whatever was on my plate.
That's that. It's not debatable.
And if I didn't, then I wasn't hungry, so I went to bed without eating. No one went and found me something different to eat because I didn't want the broccoli that night.
Sure. I know exactly what you mean.
And if I liked it, it was great. If I didn't like it, I ate it because I didn't want to go to bed hungry.
Well, that's that. And you know the rules and the expectations.
Absolutely.
No, I would guess that is different because the world has changed that way. And so when there are, so that takes me to this point. Do they, a lot of people will say that in deep down, they want rules and structure.
Absolutely.
They want that. Do you find that to be the case? And if it's lacking, you can be something you can really play off of.
They want it, but they also are going to test how genuine you are about it.
Uh-huh. Right?
Because naturally, I think what my experience has showed me is that kids still want to push the envelope. They want to know that you mean what you say.
So of course they do.
If going to class is important, and you say if you don't go to class, then there's a consequence. And then there's no consequence. Well, you've just changed the rule.
Sure you have. Yeah, I got two
going
in college. I totally get what you're saying.
Going to class really isn't that important.
Yeah.
Because there's no consequence to it. So, but if going to class is important, and you say it is, and then the kid doesn't go to class, and you hold them accountable to that, and you make sure his teammates understand, here's why Jimmy's being punished. He didn't go to class, or he showed up late. Now, I'm not saying it won't ever happen again, but now there's a correlation. When this happens, this happens. I can't talk my way out of it. And again, we're trying to set these kids up for opportunities in life to have success later on. And we know that if you have a job and you don't show up on time consistently, you won't have that job for very long. Right?
Simple deal.
If you don't handle your responsibilities as a father or a husband, you're not going to have your family very long.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing, right? We're trying to get these kids in position that when basketball stops, which is going to be sooner than most of them think, most of them have played more basketball already than they're going to play for the rest of their lives. And so how are we preparing them to be ready for whatever's coming next for them?
Yeah, that's all of them have this thought, I'm sure they're going to play pro.
I had the same thoughts.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it's natural. And there's nothing wrong with having those desires and those aspirations. I want all of our guys. I would hope all 13 of our guys could go play professional basketball and make $100 million. That'd be great.
Sure.
It's also not realistic.
Well, that too.
You know, and so let's make sure we are preparing ourselves for when it's over. How do we handle ourselves in this job interview? Pull your pants up, put a belt on, look a man in the eye, shake his hand, say thank you. It's not that hard.
No.
We don't demand it anymore.
But sometimes they're not taught.
Absolutely.
So that's where you're impacting their lives way beyond what happens on that hardwood.
We try. And the only reason I believe in it is because I was fortunate that I had those type of influences in my life. It started with my parents, but I had great coaches. And that's the way they mentored me. That's given me an opportunity to have some success in my life so far.
Time for a break. And Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine in Stillwater program that supports all the OSU athletic teams. If you have a question, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you may use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We'll get to more questions when we return from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
It happens to everyone who plays the game. We get hurt and try to walk it off, but playing hurt can make it worse. At Mercy Sports Medicine, keeping you in the game is our life's work. Schedule a free pain assessment from a Mercy Pro at mercy.net/paincheck. We'll check your injury, give you a plan for quick recovery, and get you playing again. Sign up at mercy.net/paincheck. At Mercy Sports Medicine, your life is our life's work.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. Coach, we have a question that's come in on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Coach Sutton, this fan indicates, used to recruit basically a 500-mile circle around Stillwater. Is there enough talent to do that these days? Is that a practical thing to do?
I hadn't studied the geography on that, but we've tried to be really conscious of having kids from the state, from the region.
Yep.
I can't talk specifically about who those people are.
Right, of course.
But we can talk about the Boones. Obviously, they're really important. They'll be here next year. You know, Avery is from Dallas, so that's... I guess we're in striking distance there.
Oh, absolutely. You're easily within that range.
And then, the other boundary states here are important. But we're also trying to make sure we get the best guys possible. So, for instance, Marcus, although a unique situation, he's well outside that.
Of course.
500-mile radius.
But a direct tie to you.
To have a top 50 type talent who wants to come here and wants to be a part of this, then we certainly want to welcome those kids too.
Absolutely. Just trying to go get... And the thing is, even though that may have been true, that didn't mean that there weren't players outside of that circle Coach Sutton had as well.
Tony Allen, for example. And, there's been some guys. But no question, we recruit, obviously, state of Oklahoma, state of Arkansas, state of Missouri, Dallas, Texas in general, Missouri. I think the philosophy is similar, but we're not necessarily married to just a particular part of the country. We've got strong ties and relationships in other areas like Florida, Georgia, New York, that we'll continue to at least, do some research and diligence on.
This year's roster took some thought, I'm sure, on your part, how to put a good roster together given the circumstances, because this is the year, frankly, on the back end of some things, the end of a couple of coaching eras, where the roster could have been really thin, but that's not really true. I mean, there's a lot of nice players. There have been some transfers added in. What was your thought process as you looked at this year and tried to build a roster in terms of, okay, where do we find players? Do we go the transfer route? Am I concerned about balancing the classes? I mean, what all went into that as you thought about, okay, this is the best way to go for this year and then moving forward?
I'll address one thing initially. The class balance thing is really much more challenging than it used to be. There's so many more moving parts and dynamics when it relates to transfers and stuff like that.
That's
so
true.
We don't really take class balance into account as much as maybe I did 10 years ago when I was an assistant. But the process with this particular class started 2 years ago when I first got the job. And obviously my very first conversations were with Jeff Carroll and Juwan Evans.
Yeah, that's so good. Good idea.
Both guys who were considering turning pro, and Juwan did, and it was the right choice for him, and Jeff didn't. So we had to find a guy we felt comfortable could come in and play point guard for us last year. We did that in Kendall Smith, a grad transfer guy who at least give us some time with an experienced guy at the position. But we also brought Weathers in at the same time.
Right.
So we had a guy sitting out that we knew with a year under his belt could be ready to step in and play that spot. So, you know, he was a part of this year's roster 2 years ago in my mind.
Sure, of course he was.
But then we also had some other moving parts, which we didn't necessarily anticipate. We had a couple guys we had to let go at the semester last year, both of which should have, in theory, been a part of this year's team.
That's true.
So those are the class balance things that kind of get you off whack. And then at the end of the season, had a couple more guys who decided that, you know, maybe they wanted to move on to something different. And so you go from maybe having a really experienced team, if all things line up perfectly and you don't lose anybody. You got Tavares Shine and Yakuba Sima and as seniors, right? And then you got the three juniors still with the two guys who transferred out. So you got a pretty experienced team. And now you flip that and you got a pretty inexperienced team, one of the most inexperienced teams in the country. But we feel good about the level of talent we brought in. We also feel good about the type of kid we brought in. They have great work ethics. They come from winning programs. They're guys who've won state championships, like Ice Likely, who cares about winning above all else. But also, the recruiting never stops. It never stops. It's something that you have to do every single day. And if it's not necessarily for this year, for the next year, and since we, in theory, won't have a whole lot of movement for next year's roster as it pertains to the number of guys we have signed already, we've already paired our minds on the 2020 class and starting to look at, you know, what the options are there, anticipating another, you know, fair amount of movement in our roster when you look at the number of juniors that we have, when you talk about Cam and Thomas Lindy and Curtis Jones. So, you know, we think about it always. It's probably the number one thing on my mind every day is recruiting and how this looks for the long term. We're trying to build a program that's going to have sustained success as a national contender for years and years to come. And that's what I think the expectations should be. I think this program deserves to have a team that can compete for Big 12 championships and compete in a national tournament at the end of the year.
So what's your selling point? When you go out and recruit, what are your key selling points?
First things first, this is a unbelievable program. You know, this is the first back-to-back national championship program ever.
That's right.
No one can take that away.
That's true.
That's history that will always exist. We've had two of the best basketball coaches in the history of basketball, not just college basketball, when you talk Mr. Iver and Coach Sutton. And the number of people who've been influenced by those men, now including me, and I'm thankful for that, have been great. So basketball has always been really important in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Now, we haven't had the greatest run of success here in the last decade or so, but there's always an opportunity to rekindle that fire. We have a passionate fan base, and they're inspired, and they're coming back. They want to see the program have success. We believe it's largely part due to their just passion for seeing basketball play the right way. And so we talk to our guys about the way you play is going to help bring our fans back. Obviously, you have to win. They want to come see a winner. They also want to see you play the game the right way. They want to see you play defense. They want to see you play unselfishly. They want to see you play in a way that represents a blue-collar town that is Stillwater, that is the state of Oklahoma. But also, there's opportunities individually for guys to have tremendous success also because it's been done here before. Anything that's been done, you can do again. Just have to figure out how. You can win a national championship at Oklahoma State. I believe that. You can become an NBA player from Oklahoma State.
Those things have all happened.
They have all happened. They will all happen again.
Time for a break. The official grocery partner of Oklahoma State basketball is Homeland. Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. That's our friends at Homeland. And the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination. for Cowboy fans on game day. Shop the largest, best selection of OK State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of their five Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. And, of course, you can check out their locations in Gallagher-Iba Arena on basketball game days. Also, you can always shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Again, if you have a question for Coach Boynton, we have some time left in our program, about 10 minutes. You can send us a question via text on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338, or use my Twitter handle if you like. That's at GoPokesVoice. Back with more in a moment. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom,
buckle
up.
Everybody,
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. Game days call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. We'll be here at Slim Chickens throughout the basketball season on Thursday nights here at 1011 North Boomer Road. Keep Slim Chickens in mind for your big parties. Give them a call, 405-372-2326, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena, Slim Chickens. Had a test question come in, pretty simple. How much do you follow the Big 12 this time of year, and how do you think you shape up? Do you follow it real closely yet, or are you too engaged in your opponents?
It's hard to follow because everybody plays different times.
Yeah,
so I'll scan the scores occasionally. And if someone's on when I'm watching film or something, I may watch it. I haven't seen a ton of the teams play, to be honest. I guess I watched West Virginia play Western Kentucky earlier. It was on like a Friday night. I saw Iowa State when they were in Maui, one of their games. I haven't seen Texas. I have not seen TCU. I have not seen Baylor. Yeah, I haven't. It's kind of hit or miss. It's hard. You know, we're preparing for games so often. Yeah. And with my team, I really need to focus on them right now.
Understood. Well, speaking of opponents, your next opponent's Houston. And team's undefeated. And a lot of people think if they were to come in here and try to sneak out of here with a win, they'd be ranked in the top 25. And a coach that people here know very well, Kelvin Sampson. So what do you see when you see them?
First of all, their record is legit. They're really good. They have a really experienced team. They have winning experience, which I think is even more important. You know, experience that is won at the college level is different than just guys who've played games, because they understand what it takes. And those guys, as you mentioned earlier, they basically were in the Sweet 16.
The
guy
miracle
throws
shot.
In a shot at the buzzer, and from half court, and you know, it happens in March, right? But they got a really good team, obviously really well coached. But we're excited to be back in Gallagher. We certainly hope that the weather doesn't dissuade anybody from coming. It should be nice and warm and cozy inside Gallagher Iba.
Yeah.
If you need some hot chocolate, I'll try to provide some of that for anybody that wants to come. But we need a great crowd. Our kids need some energy. They need, you know, a little pick-me-up. They're licking their wounds a little bit. They're young guys. They haven't been beat up before, and they're getting beat up a little bit, and we're trying to keep them encouraged, and they'll be excited to play on Saturday for sure.
And they've been backing off on the snow forecast considerably this afternoon, which means the weather Saturday does not appear now. It doesn't appear to be as bad as once forecast, so maybe a lot easier for people to get here. Back to Houston for a moment. Is it what we kind of know from Kelvin Sampson? Structure offensively, you know, running good stuff, and then defensively being really, really solid. Is that the same thing that we were used to seeing when he was at Oklahoma?
I would say this. He's actually evolved a little bit more now. I don't want to say he's a better coach because I didn't really study him before, but what I can see is he's got a little bit more NBA influence in his style because of the time he spent with the Houston Rockets.
Interesting.
And so you can tell in some of their spacing in ball screen actions that he's been influenced by his time in the NBA, and they space the floor and play with four really good shooters. So we'll have to do a good job of, you know, closing out on guys and making them try to beat us off the dribble, and then hopefully York can stay out of foul trouble so he can block some more shots in there.
Sounds great. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to the entire season with you.
First show in the books. I'm looking forward to many more.
Awesome. That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton back to wrap things up after this. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
On the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up tonight on the Coach Boynton Radio Show, Houston at 3 o'clock Saturday will be on the air at 2. Remember, if you want to come to the game, tickets start at $15. Students' T-shirt giveaway starts at 1. We have a toy drive where you can get a small drink voucher if you bring a new unwrapped toy to the game Saturday. There are tickets available, doubleheader tickets, where you can go to the men's and women's game. The men's game at 3, the women's game at 7 on Saturday. And then keep in mind those power pack options. Those are great early Christmas presents. You have 200-level options in the power pack. South Carolina or Houston, Kansas State, Kansas, West Virginia. Are you kidding me? Then weekend with the Cowboys Orange Pack includes a Houston game, Kansas State game, and Kansas game. You can sit in the 200 level. Go to okstate.com and get those tickets. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunziker. Stay safe if the weather gets weird. We'll talk to you Saturday. This has been the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Slim Chickens in Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.